Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We hope you will be blessed as you listen to this message. May God be with you.
Come on, Jesus.
I'm sold out.
Turn your Bibles to the book of Matthew chapter 9.
Vule Bible lakho ku Matthew chapter 9.
More than enough, you are a giant. You are a child, you're more than enough. Matthew chapter 9, verse 35.
Matthew chapter 9, verse 35.
Matthew chapter 9, and verse 35.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus traveled through all the towns and villages of that area, teaching in the synagogues and announcing the good news about the kingdom, and he healed every kind of disease and illness.
Mm-hmm.
When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were confused and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. He said to his disciples, "The harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray to the Lord who is in charge of the harvest. Ask him to send more workers into his field."
Amen.
Amen.
Ask your neighbor, say, neighbor, are you tired of pastor's message? What are they saying?
Batini.
Tell your neighbor, don't be tired. Don't
Ungakhathali.
Don't be tired.
Ungakhathali.
I'm ministering life.
Ivuselela impilo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you love the Lord?
Uyayithanda inkosi.
Do you love him with all your heart?
Umthanda ngenhliziyo yakho yonke.
So I'm teaching you.
Ngiyakufundisa.
How to respond to that love.
Ukuphendula kanjani kulolo thando.
Are you listening to me?
Ungilalele.
Not long ago.
Kungasona isikhathi eside.
We did, Mamrute and I did a visitation.
Mina na mama mfundisi sike savakasha.
And the family that we visited.
Umndeni besuvakashele.
You know, we went to visit a member of our church.
Besivakashele omunye webandla.
And sometimes when we go visit.
Kwesinye isikhathi masivakasha.
People take over our visit.
Abantu bangenelelayo.
So let's say, for example, I go to visit Usihle.
And
we find other family members there. And you find that the other family member is now talking more than us, and we cannot talk to the person that we came to visit. So something like that happened. And one of the people who were talking was saying, "Pastor,
Ebeti Baba,
me, I pray.
Me na nyatandaza.
I pray for my kids.
Nyatandazela abantwana bam.
I pray for this and that and that.
Ntandazela lokhu na lokhu ya."
Are you still here?
Nisekhona.
Isn't that a good thing?
Akusi into enhle.
It's a wonderful thing.
Into enhle.
But by the time we left,
ngenkathi sihamba,
my heart was broken.
Umoya wami ubophukile.
Because in listening to this person,
ngenkathi ngilalele lo muntu,
I came to the realization,
ngaba nokucabanga,
that they don't have the word of God.
Ukuthi abanalo izwi likaNkulunkulu.
You see, prayers without the word of God,
ukhulu ukuthandaza ungenalo izwi,
are very limited in what they can accomplish.
Kuba kuncane kunalokho ofuna ukufeza.
I'll say that again. Prayers without the word of God are very limited in what they can accomplish. The power of prayer is in the revelation of the word of God.
Asesambulweni sezwi likaNkulunkulu.
The Bible says in the book of Revelation.
IBhayibheli lithi kuyisambulo.
I think it's chapter 19.
Ngiyacabanga u19.
John saw Jesus.
UJohn wabona uJesu.
And he saw him riding on a horse.
Wambona egibele ihashe.
And he said, I saw a name on his, I think on his forehead.
Wathi ubone igama esiphongweni.
And the Bible says,
IBhayibheli lithi,
out of his mouth,
emlonyeni wakhe,
came out a sword.
Kwaphuma uswayi.
Out of his mouth came out what?
Kuphumani?
A sword.
Itswayi.
What's a sword?
Inkemba.
Huh?
Inkemba.
Okay. Inkemba, is it correct?
Inkemba.
Okay. This is my other Zulu, so that she agrees. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He saw a sword
wabona inkemba
coming out of his mouth.
Iphuma emlonyeni wakhe.
Are you understanding?
Amen.
In the book of Ephesians chapter 6.
Encwadini yabaseFeso.
Paul talks about putting on the armor of God.
UPaulo ukhuluma ngokufaka umakalabha wensindiso.
The helmet of salvation.
Umakalabha wensindiso.
The breastplate of righteousness. The belt of truth.
Nebhande lensindiso.
Our feet being shod with the preparation of the gospel.
Nenyawo zilungiselelwe insindiso.
He talks about the shield of faith.
Ukhuluma nge
a shield.
Ngesivikelo.
Of faith.
Ihawu lokukholwa.
Aha. And then he talks about the sword of the spirit.
Ukhuluma futhi noyizwi.
But when he talks about the sword of the spirit, he gives us more description.
Usinika ukuchaza.
He said, which is
utho kuyilokho.
The word of God.
Okuyizwi likaNkulunkulu.
So that sword that is coming out of the mouth of Jesus is the word of God.
Izwi likaNkulunkulu.
So your prayers become heavy.
Imthandazo yakho iyasinda.
When you pray the word of God.
Uma uthandaza izwi likaNkulunkulu.
I hope you understand what I'm trying to say.
Ngiyabangiyunderstand ngichaza ukuthini.
It's not just tears that move God.
Akungazi inyembezi.
You see, you have to see God like a judge.
Kumele ubone uNkulunkulu njengejudge.
Many years ago, I tell you this story a lot of times.
Ngeke ngitshela lesi story.
I went to court.
Ngaya ecourt.
One of the people who used to go to our church.
Abanye bethe sasiyana bebandleni.
Was stabbed by one of his cousins.
Babegwazene nogazi wakhe.
So they took each other to court.
Bathatha baye ecourt.
And this one who was coming to our church.
Lona bezala ebandleni.
He asked me to be there.
Wacela mina ngibe khona.
That was my first and that was my last time.
Ngakulila ngaloqala yini
ngakho. And I'll never go to court again.
Ngeke futhi ngiphinde.
So when I got there.
Ngenkathi ngifika lapha ya.
There was a case that they were discussing.
Kwakunokulo ababangayo.
And there was a family.
Kwakukhona we family.
A brother and a sister.
Ubhuti nosisi.
That were arguing over their family home.
Ababelwa belola ikhaya.
So the parents had passed away.
Umzali washona.
And they left the house to the sister, to the lady.
Bashiya umuzi entombazana.
Who was the younger of the two.
Okuyona encane kubona.
And the brother
ubhuti
was unemployed.
Wayengasebenzi.
He had become an old man.
Wasemdala.
And this girl
lentombazana
had chased him out of the house.
Yabaxosha ekhaya.
And he was sleeping in the streets.
Bebelala emgwaqeni.
So the family found out that he's sleeping in the streets.
Abantu bathola ukuthi balala emgwaqeni.
And they said it's not right for our family member to be sleeping in the street.
Kulungile ukuba bomndeni belala.
So they took him and brought him to the house.
Babathatha babaletha endlini.
Now this lady
lentombazana
now took him to court.
Ithathile abantu.
Because he wanted him to go out of the house.
Ufuna bona behambe la endlini.
When this old man spoke,
he
said, I hear what you are saying. I just have one question. Where will I go? Now, ladies and gentlemen, I can even hear some of you are saying,
you are feeling shame.
Oh,
yeah.
true or not true? But the judge,
God, I judge alone.
He could also be feeling for this old man. But according to the law, the house belongs to the lady. So whether he agrees with the lady or disagrees with the lady, he is forced to judge according to the law, in line with what the lady wants. You understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
So spiritual things work similar. Sometimes a lot of things happen to us that God doesn't want to happen. But because we do not know how to navigate the spirit, we don't know how these things happen, God also cannot intervene in your life and my life. If we do not know what we have to pray, and if we do not know what we have to say, so we end up going through things. One man had a vision, Mamrudi. And he saw himself on judgment day. And he saw Jesus sitting upon the throne. Can somebody come and be my Jesus? Quickly, I need a Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I need, and this guy saw people on a queue. I need a queue, please. Come and be a queue for me, quickly. Quickly, quickly. Yeah. I need more. The queue must be longer. Quickly, quickly, quickly. And yeah, the queue is enough now. Where's the mic you are holding, Tata? Borrow it to Jesus. Now this queue, the person will come and stand before Jesus, and Jesus will judge to the left or to the right. Left is hell, right is what? So Jesus, you see the queue. So Uza decide aguti.
Uzo choose la wena.
A left or right.
Onega mopu left in or right.
Ari.
Asam.
We want to hear you, Jesus.
Funu go to Jesus.
Saja.
To the right.
To the right, okay.
Go right.
To the left.
Hey.
To the left.
To the left.
Hey. 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 Hey.
To the left.
To the left.
Now wait, wait, wait. This Jesus. He's saying left and right so easy.
The Jesus left and right galula.
Now, this was happening in this guy's vision. He was also on the queue. What he noticed is that as Jesus was to the left, to the right, he started crying. Because even though he's saying go left, it hurts him to say left. He doesn't want you to go left. But just like a judge, he must follow the law. And the law is the word. Are you listening to what I'm saying? That's why many people suffer in life and struggle. Because they don't understand spiritual laws. In the spirit, it's not about your emotions. It's not about how much you are suffering. It's not about how much you can cry. But it is about you knowing the law of God and having the ability to go to your God and say to him, your law says you have to do this for me. Your law says if I believe in you, you have to do this for me. And so on and so forth. That's how things work in the spirit. Put your hands together for everybody here. God bless you. Thank you. Somebody say, the law says, the law says.
Uti.
The law says. Uti. So that is the power of the word of God.
Amanda ezwi lika
Nkulu. If you know it,
uma ulazi.
If you know it,
uma wazi.
You can change a lot of things.
Ungayishintsha zonke izinto
in your life.
Empilweni yakho.
If you know it,
uma ulazi.
And you know how to appropriate it.
Wazi futhi ukuliveza.
You know how to use it.
Uyakwazi futhi ukulisebenzisa.
You know how to go to God.
Uyazi futhi ukuya kuNkulunkulu.
And say, your word says.
Uthi izwi lakho lithi.
Your word says.
Izwi lithi.
Because the Bible says.
Ngoba iBhayibheli lithi.
I have exalted my word.
Ngihleli ezwini lami.
I've exalted my word.
Ngiphakamisile izwi lami.
Above my name.
Ngaphazi kwezwi lami.
In other words,
ngamanye amazwi,
when you bring the word of God to God,
uletha izwi likaNkulu,
he has no choice,
akanakho ungabaza,
but to do it.
God akulenza.
I can't hear your amens.
Angizwa amen wakho.
I don't know who I'm talking to.
Angazi ngikhuluma nobani.
I've not planned to say anything I'm saying, but God is speaking to somebody.
uNkulunkulu usho komunye.
Hallelujah. So as a child of God,
njengomntwana kaNkuluNkulu,
you need his word.
Udinga izwi lakhe.
It is life to you.
Ikuyimpilo kuwena.
I said it is life to you.
Impilo kuwena.
It's life.
Liyimpilo.
You have to live by it.
Kumele uhlale ngalo.
When you go to God, you come to him with the word.
Uma uya kuyena uya kuye ngezwi.
With the word.
Ngezwi.
Otherwise God will say, I hear you, I hear you, I hear you.
Noma uNkulunkulu uzothi ngiyabuza.
But you have not convinced me.
Kodwa ukangijabulisi.
I don't hear the word like a judge.
Njengomahluleli.
When he judge the lawyer,
uy lawyer
uses the law.
Isebenzisa umthetho.
The law says.
Umthetho.
The law says.
Umthetho.
The law says.
Umthetho uthi.
Am I talking to somebody?
Ngikhuluma komunye.
I don't know why I'm saying what I'm saying.
Angazi yini ngisho lokho engikushoyo.
Many of God's children are struggling.
Abantwana abaningi baNkulunkulu basokola.
Because they, number one, they don't know his word.
Okokuqala abalazi izwi.
Number two, they don't know how to use it.
Abakwazi ukulisebenzisa.
They don't know how to approach their God.
Abakwazi ukusondela kuNkulunkulu wabo.
And talk to him.
Bakhulume kuyena.
His word.
Izwi lakhe.
God only responds to his word.
uNkulunkulu uphendula ezwini lakhe.
He doesn't necessarily respond to tears.
Akaphenduli ngenyembezi.
That's why Moses could change his mind.
Ngakho uMose washintsha ingqondo yakhe.
Moses said to God,
uMose wathi uNkulunkulu,
you made a promise to Abraham.
Wenza isethembiso
kuAbraham. To Isaac and to Jacob.
KuIsaka nakuJakobe.
And if you kill all these people,
uma ubabulala bonke laba
bantu, it will be said that you are not able to fulfill your word.
Bazothi kushuthi wena awuzegcina izethembiso zakho.
Then God said, okay, hayi, ngibambile. When you talk about the word and what I said,
uma ukhuluma ngezi nento engayisho,
ngibambile. Now I have to do what you say.
Now you catch me. Ngizokwenza lokho enikusho.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus.
Ngizokushayela inkosi uJesu.
I was telling the youth last week.
Bengitshela abasha ngeviki elidlule.
That a Christian is like a fish.
Umzalwane ufana no fish.
And for a fish to live,
inhlanzi ukuthi iphile,
they need water.
Ifuna amanzi.
Hallelujah. What will happen to a fish outside water?
Kuzokwenzela inhlanzi mayingekho emanzini.
It will die.
Yeah.
Cannot survive without water.
Nge ize iphile ngaphandle kwamanzi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when you are in the house of God,
uma usendlini kaNkuluNkulu,
when you are in the house of God,
uma usendlini kaNkuluNkulu,
you are like a fish that is in water.
Ufana nenhlanzi isemanzini.
But then they are like, they are Christians also.
Kodwa khona futhi abazalwana.
They don't have the things that a fish needs to breathe.
Ayinakho lokho fish edinga ngakho ukuphefumula.
A fish doesn't have a nose.
Ufish awunamakhala.
A fish uses something called gills.
Usebenzisa ama scales.
Gills.
Gills.
Ngifuna ukuza ukuthi uzothini ngeZulu. If you notice a fish, it's got these openings on the side. In English, it's called gills. But you know what I'm talking about. Now you can be in water. But if you don't have those things, you'll still die. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Amen.
A Christian that doesn't read the Bible.
Umzalwane ongalifundi iBhayibheli. It's hard.
We don't even know how to begin.
Sazi nokuthi kuqalwa kanjani.
You must.
Kumele.
Spend time.
Uchithe isikhathi sakho.
Devote time.
Uyimoshele isikhathi sakho.
Invest time.
Uphinde futhi unezezele
isikhathi. Searching the scriptures.
Ubheke amazwi.
Not to search just to pick sana.
Hayi ubheka ukuthi you argue.
Because some people read it for somebody else.
Abanye bafundela ukuba ba argue nabanye.
Read it as life.
Funda njengokuphila.
And eat it for yourself.
Kudle.
Do you understand?
Amen. Yeah.
The things that I stand here and teach.
Izinto engimlanga ifundisa.
Are the things that I've read.
Izinto engifundile.
And they were life to me.
And izimpilo kimi.
I believed them.
And ngiyayikholwa kuzona.
And I live by them.
And ngiyaphila kuzona.
Are you understanding what I'm saying? So you also have to dedicate your time.
Nawe zinike isikhathi.
To read until it becomes life.
Ufunde kuze kube impilo.
Put your hands together for the Lord.
Izandla ushayele inkosi.
I don't know why I'm saying all these things.
Angazi ngisholani konke lokho.
Now,
manje.
Jesus' heart was pained.
Umoya kaJesu wawuphukile.
Because of the status of the people in the world.
Ngenxa yesimo sabantu ababesemhlabeni.
And the reality was.
Eniqiniso yileli.
That the shepherds were few.
Omelusi babe bancane.
My heart cry.
Umoya wami uyakhala.
Which is the cry of the Lord.
Ukhala kwenkosi.
That you will rise up.
Ukuthi wena uzosukuma.
To join the army.
Uhlanganyele amabutho.
Of the kingdom.
Ombuso.
Many people are joining all kinds of things.
Abantu abaningi bangenelela ukukhona
konke. Some of us sitting here are comrades.
Abanye bahlela ama comrades.
Some of us sitting here we are members of a society.
Abanye ama members of society.
Angithi bayibiza kanjalo. Some of us are what also? Tell me what you joined, please. Tell me.
Shoni.
Huh? Ningama volunteer kuphi? In high schools. What else? Stockfels. You've joined the Stockfel. What else? Or somebody said something.
Social.
What's a social? Social club. Okay.
Number one supporter is Sundowns.
Number one supporter is Sundowns. Mamelodi branch. Some are in universities. Studying this and that and that. But very few people are shepherds. Do you understand?
Amen.
And so I just want to encourage you to become a shepherd. They say that unless you repeat something over and over, it will not have the impact that it must have. So be patient with me. If I'm saying the same thing over and over and over, it means you haven't heard it yet. And the more you get bored of it, is because I'm talking to you and I'm again. So I'll keep saying it until it enters your heart. And until you respond accordingly. Put your hands together for Jesus. So we began to talk about the work of a shepherd. And I told you it's a simple work that any of us can do. In fact, all of us can do. A shepherd. We read the book of Ezekiel, which was a very painful scripture, where God was very angry with the shepherds, because he said, my sheep are lost, my sheep are sick, they are wandering about, they have become prey to wild animals, and the shepherds will not go out to search for them, look for them and gather them. Do you remember? To the point where God said, I will do it myself, because the shepherds, they don't care anymore. May you and I care in the name of Jesus. So God needs many shepherds. Not a few, a lot. He needs young people who will be shepherds. He needs people who are employed to be shepherds. He needs people who are unemployed to be shepherds. He needs people who are in school to be shepherds. He needs people who are educated to be shepherds. He needs people who are uneducated to be shepherds. He needs people who are old to be shepherds. He needs men to be shepherds. He needs women to be shepherds. He needs everybody to become a shepherd in the house of God. He needs us. May we rise up to become the shepherd that God needs. So I told you last week that a shepherd, the work of a shepherd, is to pray. Simple. To pray. Can you pray? Then you can be a shepherd. I took you to the book of Matthew, where Jesus said to Peter, can you not watch with me for 1 hour? Watch with me. Now, what was Jesus talking about when he said, watch with me? He was praying. He was feeling some heaviness. Because God had asked him to die for mankind. To become the sacrificial lamb for you and I. Amen.
Amen.
And I told you also that the work of a shepherd is to visit. You know, one of the most painful things,
Primrose.
Jesus said that a man who hears my word and does not do it, he said he's like a fool who built his house upon sand. When the floods came, when the storms, the winds came, the house obviously fell. But the one who hears my word and does it, he said, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house upon a rock. When the winds came, the storms of life came, that house was found standing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Please be the wise man. Don't just hear, Pastor is saying it again. He's repeating it again. Stand up and do what I'm teaching you. I said, stand up and do what I'm teaching you. Even the amens are saying, Let me preach this side. They like the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus. I love it this side. So I want to encourage you. Pray for somebody. Okay? Not just your family member. Not just your spouse. Not just your children. But pray for somebody else. Remember what happened in the book of Job. When his problems began. His friends came. And they said to him, what is happening to you, Job? Doesn't happen unless you have done something wrong.
What you done?
And Job said, I didn't do anything wrong. To cut the long story short, God restored Job. And gave him everything he had and times two. Do you remember? Now the Bible says that God was angry with Job's friends. And he told them, go to Job and ask him to pray for you. Do you understand? In fact, that's not what happened. The Bible says that when Job prayed for them, then God restored him. So it may be that your breakthrough is not coming because you are not praying for somebody else. No, you didn't understand what I said. The minute you start praying for other people, then God will see your problems and start fixing your problems and double it. Amen. Are you here? You've gone home. So pray for someone else. And the most important thing that's important to God is the salvation of people. Is their relationship with God. That's the most important thing to God. Poverty is not the biggest problem. I know it's hard when we don't have. But that's not the biggest problem. To go to hell is a big problem, Uma. You don't understand. Going to hell is the biggest problem that you can have. Like I showed you this drama. Jesus was saying left. And he was crying. Because he knows that one is permanent. The rich man that we read about in Luke chapter 15, I think. The Bible says, in hell, do you remember? I don't know how many years ago that was. Even now, he's still in hell, that guy. And suddenly he said, I'm in torments here. He's still in torments as we speak now. It's a permanent problem. You see, the devil makes us to concentrate on the things of here, and we forget the spiritual things, the ones that really matter, the ones that determine whether we go to heaven or to hell. And we only focus on she has in lambis, this, that, and this, and that, and that, and that. And we forget God. And we forget the word of God. And we forget about things that are important to God. Are you listening to what I'm saying? So pray for somebody.
Thandazela omunye.
That God will save them.
Unkulunkulu amsindise.
That God will deliver them.
Unkulunkulu amlethe.
That they will have a meeting with God.
Ukuthi bebe nenhlangano.
They will receive salvation.
Bethole insindiso.
And that they will grow spiritually.
Bekhule ngokomoya.
And that eternally they will be in heaven.
Ukuthi uphila kube sezulwini.
And visit them.
Bavakashele.
By the end of this coming week.
Makuphela nje leli viki.
Visit somebody.
Vakashela omunye.
Hello?
Yeah.
Will you do it?
Uzokwenza na.
Visit someone.
Vakashela omunye.
And not just visit them, like I said, to just say
Amvashele nje ukuthi.
Wait, show me. Dikhakutsa ku Edgars. Diko specially.
Eh. Ubone limo lako ndi chat.
Chat. Kuna special.
Dika usileli ale.
Kuna special.
Amen. Amen.
Tell your neighbor, goodness special, goodness special.
Tell your neighbor, there is a special.
No, don't go for those types of
things.
Go and communicate the word.
Hamba nikhulume ngezwi.
Talk spiritual things. Talk about your prayer life. You know, one of the things that my friends and I used to like to talk about was our dreams. You know, my friend, I had a dream. Like, remember Joseph, he went and told his brothers, I dreamt. I used to like my friend telling me about his dreams and me telling them about my dreams. One of my friends, Nontlandla, one day, he came to me and he said, you know, I had a dream. In this dream, Jesus came to visit me and he held me by the hand and we started walking on the ocean. I said, hey, you've walked on water. He said, yeah, I was walking with him on the ocean. When after he goes away, what are you going to pray?
Say, so,
Lord, come and visit me also. Go and talk spiritual things. Talk about heaven and hell. Talk about the word of God. Visit somebody. And talk spiritual things. Somebody needs you. They need the word that God has put in your heart. They need you. I said they need you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, the other work of a shepherd is to counsel. Counsel. Is it correct?
Amen.
Okay.
Okay.
To give godly counsel. Understanding what I'm saying?
Amen. Amen.
In this life, there are very few people who have the ability to give godly counsel. Do you understand? One day, a lady came to me and said, Pastor, I have a problem. Said, I cannot have children. So, Pastor, I've been trying. But I just cannot have children. Is it not a heartbreaking something? Mama Boitumelo, do you know what I said?
Mama Boitumelo,
I said, Sister, are you married? You
said,
I said, no, Pastor, I'm not married. I said,
mm-mm.
You are jumping steps.
ngathi ingakho ingoba ujumpa
ayisebenzi kanjalo.
Is not working like
that. You don't start by children.
You can't start, you qale ngabantwana.
And then you get married.
Ubese futhi uyashada.
You marry first.
Uyashada kuqala.
Then you have children.
Ubusuba nabantwana.
You don't like what I'm saying here.
Angithandi lokho engushoyo ngiyambona.
Say amen please.
Tanini amen.
Someone say marry first.
Ishada kuqala.
Then have children later.
Ubusuba nabantwana ngemumva.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But many people,
abanye abaningi,
they don't have someone who will say marry first. Marry first. The phone is disturbing me. I thought ritimile.
Bengicabanga ukuthi nicimile nje.
Oh, that's saying.
Bengithini?
Yeah, they don't have many people like this.
Abana abantu abaningi kanjalo.
Many people will say, "Hey, uyile ku mama sebelethe?"
They would say, "Did you go to mama?"
Mama sebelethe.
Yeah.
Kunomunye ngizwe ngaye kuthi uyasebenza.
Yeah, they say he's working. Behind the mountain.
There's a lady who lives in my street.
Yes.
She went there. Now she has twins.
Manje unamawele.
See, nobody will give them godly counsel.
Age cause baluleka ngokaNkuluNkulu.
So the lady said to me, "Pastor,
mama wathi kimi,
my boyfriend,
isoka la.
He said he wants to check whether I'm fertile first.
Ufuna ukubona ukuthi ngivundile yini na.
Before he can marry me."
Andukuba ngishada.
I said lie, it doesn't work like that.
Ngathi amanga nje lawa kusebenzi kanjalo.
Uyashada kuqala, you must marry.
You must marry first.
You people are not saying amen.
Nina nisho ukuthi amen.
Why ningisolisa kangaka?
Why you give me frightened?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So many people don't have godly counsel.
Abantu abaningi abelolukwanga ngokaNkuluNkulu.
They don't have.
Abanakho baluleko.
When people are having issues in their marriage,
ngathi behlangene benenkinga emshadweni.
Their friends will say, "Wethu chomo uyajwayela."
Umngane uzothi, "Hey, uyakujwayela lo."
Nangambetha chomi, if it was me ngikitlo mbetha
ukube yini bengizomkhahlela.
So God needs people,
uNkulunkulu udinga abantu
who say
abazothi,
the word of God says,
izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi.
God needs people,
uNkulunkulu udinga abantu
who say, "You know what, my friend,
abazothi yazi,
let's go on a fast.
Asambeni sizini.
Let's pray concerning this problem.
Asithandaze sithandazele lokhu.
God can change the situation.
uNkulunkulu engakushintsha konke lokhu.
He needs people who have godly counsel.
Ufuna abantu abazokululeka ngokaNkulunkulu.
One thing I liked about Jesus.
Okunye ngothandayo ngoJesu.
Was that every time he opened his mouth.
Ukuthi ngaso sonke isikhathi mayevula umlomo wakhe.
He makes you dream about heaven.
Wenza uthandaze ubone izulu.
When Jesus, you read the Bible, read the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. You'll see that every time he opens his mouth,
he'll
say, "The kingdom of heaven is like this. The kingdom of God is like this." So we need people that can give a type of counsel that makes you think about the kingdom of God. That makes you think about eternal life. Not just foolish things. Foolish things.
Izinto zobulima.
When I went to university,
ngathi ngiye university,
in my first year,
unyaka wami wokuqala,
they took us to Attridgeville.
Basise Attridgeville.
Are you still here?
Nise khona.
And the type of course I was doing,
ikhoza engangiyenza,
they needed to teach us building and those types of things.
Kwamele besifundise ngokwakha.
For a week we went to Attridgeville.
Iviki siya Attridgeville.
They taught us how to lay bricks.
Basibonisa ukwenza
itiye. They taught us how to do plumbing.
Basibonisa ama plumbing.
And so many things that are building related.
Basifundise.
Now, on one of the days, so remember we are new, it's our first year. We all don't know each other. So, I met some guys there, and we were in the same group, if I remember correctly. And so when we went to break together. And I remember one day we were sitting. I don't know whether we are five or four or something. And then the first one started speaking. And he said, you know my girlfriend, this,
what,
that.
What has a girlfriend?
Then the second one spoke. Hey, also my girlfriend, this is.
Hey, my girlfriend,
and then this thing is coming and I'm sitting at the end.
Years,
hey. When my turn came,
I can't quite like, my mouth is zipped.
And I told myself, these are not good friends. That was the last time I spoke to them. Till I finished university. I never even spoke to one of them again. Because I need people with godly counsel. I don't need people, their brain is girlfriend, boyfriend, girlfriend. Every time they open their mouth, girlfriend, boyfriend, girlfriend. The whole head, when they dream, girlfriend, boyfriend. When they count their money, girlfriend, boyfriend. Everything is girlfriend. I don't need people like that in my life. These amens are very suspicious. And I joined another group in my first year.
Group food.
Now this group,
then again,
I realized that they listened to me more. By the end of that week, I had led them to Christ. They became born again. Born again. So there is a lack of people who have godly counsel. And God needs you to rise up and be one of those people. In your home, there are very few, and sometimes there are none who have godly counsel. What does the Bible say? What is the counsel of God concerning the situation we are facing as a family? God needs you to be that person. Please open your Bible to the book of Matthew, chapter 5. I'm about to close. Read from verse 1, but read it fast.
Matthew chapter 5 from verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
One day he saw the crowds gathering. Jesus went up on the mountainside and sat down. His disciples gathered around him and he began to teach them.
And he began to what?
Teach them.
So he's about to give them godly counsel. We need people who have godly counsel. It didn't say, and he began to gossip. He began to teach. It didn't say that he started complaining. No.
It
said he began to teach. He began to what?
To teach.
Can you see this bottle? You and I are like this bottle. And your mouth and my mouth is the lid of the bottle. Do you understand? Now, if I put sand in this bottle and I fill it up, when I pour out, what will come out? Isn't it water? What about cool drink?
Actually, cold drink.
Sand?
In Tabati.
Are you sure?
Okay.
Okay. What if I fill the bottle up with water?
Mangifaka amanzi.
And I fill it up.
Ngiyawagcwalisa.
When I pour out again,
mangichitha futhi.
What will come out?
Kuphumani.
Not wine.
Hayi utshwala.
Remember Jesus put change water to wine.
Khumbula uJesu wenze iwayini.
So what will come out? Water or wine?
Kuzophuma iwayini.
Are you sure?
Uqinisile. Oh, amanzi.
You also.
Now a food.
If you spend your time,
mawuchitha isikhathi sakho.
Watching generations.
Ufunda generation.
Isivango.
Uzalo.
Muvango.
Namvango.
Uzalo.
Nozalo.
Ingap. The Queen Gomora.
Gomora.
Real Housewives of Johannesburg.
Not Johannesburg.
Qebe. Qebeha. Okay.
Amen.
And WhatsApp.
No WhatsApp.
TikTok.
No TikTok.
Facebook.
No Facebook.
Instagram.
No Instagram.
Twitter.
No Twitter.
Hey, go to Telegram. You see, you are filling your bottle with all those things.
We gcwalisa ngakho konke lokho.
If you open your mouth,
mawuvula umlomo wakho,
kuzophuma
a generation.
A generation.
No zalo.
Uzalo. Muvango. Sibaya. Telegram, Instagram, the Queen. Huh? Real Housewives of Joburg.
Amen.
Comrades. It's true.
Amen.
What you fill yourself with is what will come out. You can't fill yourself with isivango, that thing,
and then
comes out the word. It doesn't work like that. It's impossible. Unless we sang oma, unless we are
disabsuwe.
But if you are normal like me, like all of us here, if you fill yourself with the word will come out. If you fill yourself with the word will come out. If you fill yourself with the word will come out. If you fill yourself with the word will come out. It's only then that you'll be able to give godly counsel, because you are full, full of the word, full of the word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God needs people who have filled their bottle.
Unkulunkulu ufuna abantu abagcwele.
Which is you. With the word.
Nezwi.
You see, when you learn to do that, you become a shepherd automatically. Automatically. Even without trying to. Because you are full of the word. When someone comes and tells you a problem, when someone comes and tells you an issue, it's just going to come out automatically. Automatically. Are you listening to me? I pray to God that all of us here will fill our bottle, our lives, with the word of God. With the word of God. Just keep, let's finish it off, and then there's a verse I want there.
Verse
3. God blesses those who are poor and realizes their need for Him. For the kingdom of heaven is theirs. God blesses those who mourn, for they will be comforted. God blesses those who are humble, for they will inherit the whole earth. God blesses those who hunger and thirst for justice, for they will be satisfied. God blesses those who are merciful, for they will be shown mercy. God blesses those whose hearts are pure, for they will see God. God blesses those who work for peace, for they will be called the children of God. God blesses those who are persecuted.
That, read that one again. This young chaza kancane.
God blesses those who work for peace, for they will be called
who,
the children.
Who work
God.
For peace? Those who work for peace, what will get, happen to them?
They will be called the children of
they
God.
They will be called the children of God.
When
it dumeng ogu to shine bam.
When it dumeng okase.
then you are not a child of God. The one who loves peace, that one will be called the child of God. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, yazi ngathi uthanda impama nje, ngathi uthanda
wrestling.
Uthi usihle ngathi uthanda wrestling. Okay, continue. I want to close.
God blesses those who are persecuted for doing right, for the kingdom of God is theirs.
God blesses those who are persecuted for what?
For doing right.
Can you hear the godly counsel?
Amen.
Other one would say, back trayela.
Back trayela, God.
Now watula, watula nje.
You just keep quiet.
You sleep.
You are full. You are full, my friend.
Why are you acting like you don't have friends like that?
Okay,
preach to me, gay. I need what you are reading.
God blesses you when people mock you and persecute you and lie about you and say all sorts of evil things against you.
Ash.
Because you are my followers.
Yes.
Be happy about it. Be very glad, for a great reward awaits you in heaven. And remember, the ancient prophets were persecuted in the same way.
Mm-hmm.
You are the salt of the earth.
What verse are you on now?
Verse 13.
That's the one I want.
You are the salt of the world.
You are the salt of the world.
Ningosawoti
womhlaba. Yeah.
But what good is salt if it has lost its flavor? Can you make it salty again?
What good is salt when it has lost its flavor?
So, as
a Christian, you are salt
to
the world.
Emhlabeni.
But when you are not into the word of God, you are like salt that has lost its flavor. You've almost become a useless Christian. No word.
Alikho izwi.
Ngisho kancane nje.
Even lihlinyana.
Huh? Mzalwane. What makes you mzalwane?
Yina kwenza ube umzalwane.
Is it because you came to church?
Ngoba uze esontweni.
It's a bit more than that.
Kukhulu kunalokho.
You have to read the Bible.
Kumele ufunde izwi.
Continue.
It will be thrown out and trampled underfoot as worthless.
Mm-hmm.
You are the light of the world.
You are the light of the world.
Ningukukhanya kwezwe.
Yeah.
Like a city in a hilltop that cannot be hidden.
Amen. Put your hands together for the word.
Shazanda shade is.
The Lord needs people who will be salt to this world.
Inkosi idinga abantu abazoba ngosawoti kulomhlaba.
He needs people who will be light to this world.
Ifuna abazoba ngokukhanya kulelizwe.
Masses of humanity are lost.
Abantu abaningi nobuntu balahlekele.
They are lost.
Balahlekele.
Completely lost.
Balahlekile kakhulu.
And those who know the way,
labo abazi indlela,
are concerned, what am I going to eat?
What
am I going to wear? God needs you. He needs me. The work of a shepherd is simple. He just needs somebody who will fill himself or herself with the word of God. And when he or she meets other people, that word that he or she has been filling himself with must come out. That's all that God wants. And all of us sitting here, we can do that. It's just that it takes a little effort to open your Bible and to read it, to keep reading it. We never stop reading it. If you started at Genesis, and you went to Revelation, when you finish, you don't say, "Hey, sing your last pipe in."
You don't know nothing.
You start
out.
Oh, Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Amen.
Ask your neighbor, do you understand what pastor is saying? What are they saying? So you can be a shepherd. God needs you. If you can pray, you qualify. If you can visit, you qualify. If you have some word in you, the word of God, not other word, the word of God, you qualify. You can be a shepherd. You can teach. You can give godly counsel. Put your hands together for the Lord. Let's rise to our feet. Hallelujah. I encourage everybody here to become a person of the word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. Read it.
Funda.
Read it. Read it. Read your Bible.
Funda iBhayibheli lakho.
No excuses. Let's read.
Funda.
Hallelujah. Let's read.
Funda.
The Lord needs you and I.
Inkosi idinga mina nawe.
There are people that you know that I don't know.
Kunabantu obaziyo wena mina engingabazi.
There are people you know that I will never meet in my life.
Khona abantu obaziyo wena obazi ukuthi ngeke ngibabone empilweni.
So you are the light.
Wena ungokukhanya.
That God needs you to be.
UNkulunkulu afuna ube yikhona kubona.
Learn to speak the word of God. When people come for advice, don't just give them your experience. Give them the word of God. Give them what? The word of God.
Yeah.
Paul calls the word of God wisdom. That leads to salvation. If you give somebody the word of God, they will be saved. They will be saved. They will be saved. They will be saved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put your hands together for the Lord.
Thank you for listening to the powerful word of God. We hope you are blessed by this message. For more inquiries, go to www.healingfireministries.org or email us at info@healingfireministries.com or call at 072-5912-858. May God be with you.